If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
We have some extremely local news for you now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey with our Block Club Chicago report, and I need a cinnamon roll. Help me out here, Seamus.
I think you'll be heading to Wicker Park this summer, if you can wait that long. Ann Sather, we've been talking about Ann Sather a lot. Their Belmont location is closing in July. The whole big chunk of the block got sold, and it's going to be apartment buildings. But Tom Tunney, the owner, former alderman from the Lakeview area, he just told us he's going to open an Ann Sather in the Wicker Park at the Wicker Park Westtown border, 1819 West Division. It's an old Yolk restaurant, but he's going to try to pull off this Belmont closing and the Wicker Park one opening within a couple weeks. But they're going to move a lot of the fixtures from the Belmont location to Wicker Park. So he said, well, they're tearing that building down so we can take whatever we want, the chandeliers, the art, the booths, all that. So they're going to try to create a similar vibe as the it's not the original location, but it's the flagship one in Lakeview. And so this will be, they'll have, if he pulls it off, he'll have three active ones. They've got two others on the north side. And he said he's still looking in Lakeview for a replacement for the Belmont one. They just haven't figured out exactly where it's going to go. But, good news for people in Wicker Park. Lots of cinnamon rolls coming your way.
For sure. And we're getting a pinball museum. Tell us about this.
I am ready for this one. This is also coming about July. It's going to be called The Flip, Chicago's Playable Pinball Museum. It's going to open in Block 37. And there was a prototype of this in the Pilsen neighborhood for the last couple years, but that was really just a small test thing. This is one guy's name, William Pietri. He's the brainchild. He's a big pinball fan, and he's been buying old machines, going back to the 1930s pinball machine. It's going to have about 30 in this Block 37 location. And the idea is there's going to be a small entry fee, and then you can go in and just play these historical games and ones that go all the way up to the present. So,
cool.
He says pinball's really kind of having a retro moment, like a lot of different things that more hands-on games, less electronics and video games. So, it would be interesting. Always good to have new things open in Block 37 as you try to get more traffic in there.
Chicago area historically manufactured many of those pinball machines. Finally, we have some protection for the baby eagles around here.
Yeah, that's right. Block Club broke the story last week just about there are some baby eagles born in two locations, and some experts say this was, could have been the first bald eagles born in Chicago proper in over 100 years. A really great sign for preservation efforts over the years. But it's the one in South Deering. It's at a park there. It's been very popular, a little too popular, it sounds like, because the park district had to close down the paths in the park because some many people are getting too close to the nests. They want people at least 300 feet away from the baby eaglets so you don't disturb them. So, I guess a lot of people just wanted to, get a view of the history being made, but nature and enthusiasm kind of ran into each other, and so now they're trying to keep people away. I got a buddy who lives down there, and this was his favorite park to walk through, and he sent me an angry text message this weekend saying, come get your people. They're flooding our park, and now I can't walk it on my path.
Uh-oh. More at blackclubchicago.org. It's Seamus Toomey. Thank you, sir. Talk to you again.
Thanks,
tomorrow.
Bob.
All right.